差不多每个礼拜都有聚会。
Almost every week we are here.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们继续讲关于爱的升华的问题。
We will continue on the theme, the sanctification of our emotions.
我们已经讲了两次了。
We have spent two sessions on this.
那今天我们特别要从另外一方面来讲。
Today we will look at it from another angle.
我们叫大家看马太福音第五章。
Let us turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
我们要读最后一段的圣经。
We want to read the last portion.
翻到了一同开声来读。马太福音第五章，我们要从第43节开始来读。
From verse 43.
一直读到第48节。
Till 48.
一二三，你们听见有话说，当爱你的邻舍，恨你的仇敌。只是我告诉你们，要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告，这样你们就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人也照坏人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。你们若单爱那爱你们的人，有什么赏赐呢？就是税吏不也是这样行吗？你们若单请你们弟兄的安，比别人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？所以你们的完全像你们的天父完全一样。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，感谢你赐下你的话语，感谢你今天再次提醒我们这些的话。愿主你真理的圣灵引导我们的思想，引导我们的理性，使我们思考的时候有主你的光照耀，使我们思念你的爱的时候，思念你的话语的时候，有你的灵帮助我们启示圣经的圣灵，如今引导你所创造的理性，把我们带回你心中所定的旨意里面，好像我们这一生能够更像你，因为我们原是按照你的形象样式被造。求主听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。我们已经两次思想关于爱的问题。
We spent two sessions on the topic of love.
今天我们要从马太福音第五章最后一段。
And today we will see from the last portion of five, Matthew 5.
来看我们在爱的事情上怎样像我们天上的父。
To see how we should be like our Father in heaven in this matter of love.
上帝按照自己的形象样式造了人。
God has created us in His image.
所以人应当像上帝。
And so we should be like Him.
因为人是唯一有神形象样式的潜在能的活物。
The human being is the only creature with the potential to be like God.
而神自己才他的独生子到这个世界上来。
And God sent His own Son to the world.
他本有上帝的形象，取了奴仆的形象，活在人的中间。
He was with God, and but He took on the image of the flesh and lived among us.
弟兄有血肉之体，他照样成了血肉之体，在我们中间活着。
As the brethren has the image of the flesh, he too took on the image of the flesh and lived among us.
我们在许多的事情上受试探，他也反是与我们一样受了试探。
We have been tempted in all things in the same manner he too was tempted.
只是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
所以这样形象样式不是一个空谈。
And so this image is not just an empty talk.
形象样式在神的里面，哦，神又是看不见的。
And this image is in God, but God is invisible.
形象样式也在人里面，但是人已经失败。
But this image is also in humanity, but we have failed.
所以马丁路德说，我们怎么知道什么叫做上帝的形象呢？
And so Martin Luther asked, how do we know what the image of God is?
这件事曾经存在过。
This once existed.
但是当亚当犯罪以后，形象已经失去了。
But after the fall of Adam, the image was gone.
所以马丁路德说，当我们讨论上帝的形象样式的时候，我们正在讨论一件根本已经不见了、已经失去的东西。
And so Martin Luther said, when we are discussing about the image of God, we are discussing about something that has been lost.
所以我们已经堕落的人就没有办法明白什么叫做上帝的形象和样式。
As a fallen being, it is impossible for us to understand what the image of God means.
路德宗就受了这种神学思想的影响。
And the Lutherans are influenced by such theological ideas.
但是呢，加文宗的思想不一样。
But not the case for the Calvinists.
加文说，虽然形象样式已经遭破坏了。
John Calvin said, although this image has been damaged,
甚至已经面目全非的损坏，
perhaps the damage is such that we cannot recognize it anymore,
但是形象样子还是存在，
but the image still exists.
所以这是路德宗的神学跟教文宗的神学为关于人性方面很大不同的解释。
Is this the big difference about humanity between the Lutherans and the Calvinists?
形象样子已经破损了。
The image has been damaged.
但是破损的形象还是有原来的形象。
But the damaged image still has a certain shape.
正像一个人犯了多少罪，他是一个罪人，他还是人。
It's like a person who has sinned all his life, although he's a sinner, he's still a human being.
这样我们怎么样去了解什么叫做形象样式呢？
How then can we understand this image of God?
在这个归正宗的思想里面，
In reform understanding,
我们明白上帝的形象样式，
We understand the image of God.
要从圣经所记载的线索去寻找它。
To be something that we can find from the clues from the Bible.
归正神学在以弗所书第四章里面就找到了什么叫做上帝的形象样式的记载。
The Reformed theologian will find the clue in Ephesians chapter 4.
那里提到新人就是在基督里面的人是按照上帝的形象样式形象而造的。
Because Ephesians 4 talk about the new creation made in the image of God.
真理的仁义圣洁。
There is truth, there is righteousness and holiness.
这三件事就变成归正神学明白上帝形象样式的一把钥匙。
And so these three items become the key to understanding the image of God.
真理的仁义同圣洁。
There is truth, there is righteousness and holiness.
包含了三个方面。
There are three areas.
第一方面就是有关于理性思考真理的这个层次。
The first one relates to how the reason think about truth.
第二方面就是关于仁义跟法律之间关系的一个层次。
The second one relates to ethics and morality.
圣洁就关于行为跟我们的道德之间的关系。
And holiness refers to the way we lead our everyday life.
人有上帝的形象，就从理性、德性、法性三方面去明白它。
And so to understand the image of God, we need to understand it from the reason, from legalistic area, and also from the action.
任何一个时代，凡是人的社会，都会思考明白真理跟科学知识这方面的探讨。
In all generation, the human being will start to think about scientific matters.
每一个时代，人的社会一定有法律的制裁、监牢的存在、法院的判决。有关于法律的层次。
And in all generation, there is a legal system, there's the prison, the judges.
每个时代都产生了文化中间对人的行为的要求、行为的规格的规定，以及法律对行为的追讨。
And in every generation, there's ethical consideration as to how we should lead our life.
所以这样的理性、法性跟德性就成为人有上帝形象一个很重要的基础。
And so the reason, the legalistic consideration and ethics become the foundation of the image of God.
我个人除了继承了归正神学的传统以外，
Personally, other than having the inheritance from Reformed theology,
我把这个观念扩张到一个地步。
I've expanded the thought to an extent.
我认为凡是神的属性中间所有的本性、本质，在人的生命中间都一定有影子在里面。
I do believe that all human beings will have the shadow of the image of God.
所以认识神是认识人的基础。
Therefore, the understanding of God is the foundation of understanding humanity.
对神的本性的了解是透过他的启示。
We need to understand the attribute of God through His revelation.
连神自己的永恒性也成为人有永恒的一个基础。
Even the very fact that God is eternal becomes the foundation of the eternity of man.
连神自己是万有之主，也成了我们有主权、有自由的一个基础。
And because God is the creator and Lord of all things, we too have sovereign lordship over other things.
连神自己是创造者，也成为我们有创造性的一个基础。
And because God is the creator, so we too are creative.
这样我的观念中间，人神的形象就不受传统的归正神学的约束那样简单。
And so in my understanding, the image of God is seen not in the traditional Reformed theological sense.
这是一个突破。
This is a breakthrough.
这个突破就使我们的思想的范畴变成宽了好多好多。
And this breakthrough enables us to have an even broader scope in understanding.
不但如此，我们了解神的形象最具体的这个修息从哪里来呢？
Not only that, the most pragmatic way to understand the image of God
就是从基督道成肉身所表现出来的模范。
will come from the example of Jesus Christ, God in the flesh.
所以基督成了人，就成了人中之人，成为完人之范。
And Jesus Christ in the flesh becomes the perfect example for all humanity.
基督在肉身中间所度过的每一刻时刻，所行的每一件事，都是你神在人性中间所给人最高的启示，最完美的榜样。
And every moment that Jesus Christ had and every single thing he did became the greatest example that God has for humanity.
所以基督本身在地上的生活
When Jesus Christ was living in the world
就刺激我们无穷无尽的思想什么叫做上帝的形象的这个课题
His lifestyle would inspire us to endless thoughts about the image of God.
耶稣基督自己说你们要效法我你们要学我的样式
Jesus Christ declared that we are to be like him to follow his example.
这个保罗说你们要效法我如同我效法了基督一样
The apostle Paul says imitate me as I imitate Christ.
所以样式的模仿耶稣基督是最大的原本而保罗就把这个传统带到我们每个人都应当从圣徒中间学习那些完美的那些优越的本性中间的形象而这些的根本就是耶稣基督。
And Jesus Christ is the source of all our modeling, although we do learn from the apostles, but they too learn from Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以这样的从圣经的启示，从这改教家的思想，给我们看到，在基督的身上可以了解完美的有关于形象的意义。
Therefore, from the revelation of God and the thoughts of Reformed theologians, we know that we can learn from Jesus Christ.
今天的圣经一个很特别的地方
The special part of today's passage.
耶稣基督不以自己作为模范，叫我们学习他的样式而已。
Is that Jesus Christ did not limit the following of example to himself.
他说你们要像你们的父，在天上的父，他是完全的。你们就完全像他一样。
But he said, "Be perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect."
像父的完全的这一个最高的标准，是以爱作为真正重要的内容的。
And the true contents of this example is love.
所以我们的圣化就要到这个地步。
We need to be sanctified to this extent.
我们感情的圣化。
The sanctification of our emotions.
就是以上帝的爱成为我们追求的目标。
Should be based on seeking after the love of God.
上帝的爱对待人所表现出来的，成为我们行为的基准。
And the expression of God's love among us should be the standard reference.
耶稣基督在这里怎么讲呢
？What did Jesus Christ say here?
你们听见有话说，你要爱你的邻舍，要恨你的仇敌。
You have heard that you will say to love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
只是我告诉你，你要爱你的仇敌，你要为逼迫。你的人祷告
But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
可能我们认为这句话是我们听了很平常的话语
Perhaps we all take this verse for granted.
但是这句话是真正破天荒，真正划时代，真正把人类的历史分成两个不同时期的一句改变社会文化的一句话语。
But this sentence is revolutionary and cuts human existence into two different portions of history.
在耶稣讲这句话以前
，Before Jesus declared this，
这个文化跟传统所给我们的标准是什么呢
？What is the standard that we receive from our culture and traditions？
你爱你的邻舍，你要恨你的仇敌。
It would be that we are to love our neighbors and hate our enemies.
你要爱那可爱的，你要恨那可恨的。
We love those people who are lovable and we hate people who are despicable.
这也可能被认为就是一个公义的标准。
We believe this to be a mark of righteousness.
但是这件事就把上帝真正的爱的意义把它降低了。
But this matter will lower the true meaning of God's love.
所以耶稣基督用革命性的精神
And so with a spirit that is revolutionary nature
讲出了改革性的革命性的话语
Jesus Christ gave us this revolutionary declaration.
这是约翰福音第五章一个很特别的地方
This is what we see in Matthew chapter 5.
你们听见古人有话说
You have heard that it was said.
只是我告诉你们
But I tell you this.
你们听见古人有话说
You have heard from the ancients.
是我告诉你们
But now I tell you this.
我们常常以为这个古人跟我告诉你就是旧约跟新约的分别
We often think that this is where the demarcation of the Old and the New Testament is at.
这种观念是从我们小的时候讲台深深 种植在我们心里面的一种观念。
And this concept comes from many years of pulpit sermons.
所以我很多的基督徒解释这个马太福音第五章的时候。
So many Christians when they reach the fifth chapter of Matthew,
把这个当作新旧约的比较。
They said that this is a comparison between the Old and the New Testament.
旧约的律法讲什么什么什么什么什么。
That the Old Testament's law will tell us about this.
道成肉身的耶稣讲什么什么什么什么。
But Jesus, God in the flesh, has declared this.
旧约的律法跟新约的福音是不一样的。
And they said Old Testament law is different from the gospel in the New Testament.
这个解释本身从根基上就是错误的。
But this explanation is fundamentally wrong.
当耶稣说你们听见古人有话说的时候。
When Jesus said you have heard that it was said,
他不是指律法。
He was not referring to the Old Testament laws.
只是我告诉你们的时候。
But when he said, but I tell you this.
他乃是告诉我们他是真正的上帝，正在解释真正意义，应当明白话语。
What he was saying was that he was God and he was trying to explain clearly what the law meant.
那么古人有话说，到底这句是指什么呢？
But what about things that were said before?
原来犹太人除了圣经之外，他们还有解释圣经要旨的那些书。
Because other than the Old Testament, the Jews have different ways to explain the Bible.
像 Midrash, 像 Mishnah.
Like Mitra and Mishra.
还有一个最重要的就是 Talmud.
And the Talmud.
Talmud 是解释旧约的要旨。
Talmud is like a commentary to the Old Testament.
这是犹太人一定要明白的东西。
This is something all Jews must know.
Talmud 后来越来越多，变成多少多的书呢？
And Talmud has increased in its volume.
整辆车都没办法载完 Talmud 所有的记载。
You can bring a car and you cannot contain all there is in Talmud.
所以呢 ，Talmud 就是那传统累积下来历史上所有的解释的总和。
Talmud is the summary of all the explanation that you find in traditions.
当然，这些有非常雄厚的文化跟宗教的价值。
There are a great cultural and religious value in the Talmud.
这些有隐藏了许许多多文化跟智慧的结晶。
And it contains a lot of cultural wisdom.
但 Talmud 不等于是上帝。
But Talmud is not the word of God.
所以 Midrash, Mishnah, Talmud。这些古人所讲的话是古人对圣经的解释，而不是圣经的本身。
All these works are how the ancients explain the Bible. They are not the Bible in itself.
当我们解释马太福音第五章的时候，
So when we look at the fifth chapter of Matthew,
你要很清楚地做一个分辨。
We must be clear about this.
否则你就会上当，以为耶稣是反对旧约的。
Or you will make the mistake and think that Jesus Christ was against the Old Testament.
你们听见古人的话说，只是我告诉你，耶稣讲的既然跟过去不一样，岂不等于新约跟旧约是相对抗的吗？
It would seem that Jesus Christ is explaining something here that is different from the Old Testament.
这也是在第一、第二世纪里面有一派的人他们走错的路线。
In the first and second century, there is a group of people who made the same mistake.
像 Marcion,
like Marcion.
还有像这是一堆的这个 Gnostic 的这个解经家
，or the Gnostics，
这也成为第十九世纪里面德国新派这个大学者 Albert von Hanack 的思想。
And in the 19th century, the liberal theologian von Hanack also had the same idea.
他们试干把新约跟旧约把它很勉强的分开来。
They tried to segregate the New Testament from the Old Testament.
他们试干找出里面对冲的那个不能够和谐的地方。
And to find all the controversies among the two.
但是耶稣基督也就在马太福音第十八章第十八节里面，五章十八节很清楚地反对这个思想。
But Jesus Christ said clearly in Matthew 5:18.
所以耶稣基督说：“莫想我来是要废除律法跟先知。
Do not think that I have come to abolish the laws of the prophets.
我来是要成全律法。
I have come to fulfill them.
律法里面的一点一划都不能废弃。”
Not a single iota of the law will disappear.
超过被造的天地
，more so than the created world.
天地能废去，律法上的一点一划都不能废去。
Because heaven and earth will disappear, but not the smallest letter of the law.
耶稣基督是把旧约的律法很清楚的归成是神的话，是永远的。
Jesus Christ declared clearly that the Old Testament laws are the word of God.
那不如神的话是永远的。
If it is eternal, then
他怎么可能是古人有话说？只是我告诉你，我讲的跟他们是不一样。难道他自己是以上帝所赐的律法是相违背的吗
？Why would Jesus declare something that seemingly contradicts that of the Old Testament?
归正神学也不许可我们把旧约跟新约把它分割开来，作为彼此对抗的经文。
But in Reform understanding, we do not segregate the Old Testament from the New Testament.
耶稣基督在这里肯定了摩西律法、上帝的道、先知的话语都是永远的神自己的话语。
Here we see Jesus Christ first affirming that the laws of the prophets is the word of God that stand for forever.
所以说天地能废去，律法一点一滴也不能回去。
And so he said, heaven and earth will disappear, but not the smallest letter or the stroke of the law.
耶稣基督的话语到底是人的话语或者神的话语呢？
The words of Christ, are they the words of man?
如果古人想讲的话跟我对你们讲的话是不一样的，岂不是耶稣讲的话高过古人的话吗？
Does it not mean that when Jesus declares something, it is greater than that of the prophets?
是的，不是古人的话，不是 prophet.
The death of the ancients.
所以呢，古人的话跟我的话，岂不等于我的话高过古人的话呢？
When Christ declared in this manner, does it not mean that his words is greater than that of the ancient?
耶稣的话是高过古人的话。
The words of Christ is greater than that of the ancient teachers.
但是律法的话是永远不能废去的。
But the words of the law are not to be destroyed.
律法的话是神的话。
The words of the law are words of God.
这样，神的话跟古人的话就不一样了。
Therefore, we see the words of God is different from the words of the ancient teachers.
耶稣的话是高过古人的话，耶稣的话是不是高过神的话？
Does that mean also that the word of Christ is greater than the word of God?
不是的。
No.
因为耶稣的话也就是神的话。
Because the words of Christ are also the words of God.
马太福音第24:35又讲一句话出来。
The Gospel of Matthew chapter 24:25 says,
天地不要回去，我对你们讲的话一点一话都不能回去。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but every word I speak to you will not pass away.
首先我找到了一个总原则，就是新约跟旧约，摩西跟耶稣是不冲突的。
So I find the general principle in that the Old and the New Testament is not in contradiction with each other.
为什么说律法的话一滴一划都不能废弃呢？
Why do we say that not a single stroke of the law will disappear?
因为是神的话语。
Because it is the word of God.
为什么耶稣说我对你们讲的话一滴一划都不能废弃？
Why did Jesus say the words I speak to you will not be destroyed?
因为耶稣的话也是神的话语。
Because he too spoke the word of God.
所以永恒的话跟永恒的话之间有神性的能力在里面，是彼此不会冲突的。
The words that come from the divine one will not contradict each other.
所以归正神学用这个角度来看全本圣经的统一性。
Reformed theology will see the consistency in the Bible from this angle.
好，现在我把这一点讲完了以后，
Now that I have handled this,
我们就回到最后一次耶稣提到这件事情。
Let us turn to the last part that last time Jesus spoke about
this. 你们听见有话说。
You have heard.
你们要爱邻舍，你们恨仇敌。
Love your neighbor and hate your enemy.
只是我告诉你们。
But I tell you.
你们要爱你们的仇敌，为逼迫你们的祷告。
Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
这句话就变成整个伦理最高峰、最高峰的一点。
This is the climax of all ethical expressions.
这就是耶稣基督在道德的方面所教训过的最重要的一句话之一。
This is one of the most important teaching of Christ in the area of ethics.
有谁能够爱仇敌？
Who among us can love our enemies?
有谁有责任爱仇敌？
Who has this responsibility to love our enemies?
有谁如果愿意爱，从哪里可以带着动力去爱仇敌？
From where would we get this power to love our enemies?
这是违背人性，是超乎人情，是不可思议的一种道德的教训。
This seems to be against our nature, something seemingly impossible.
这是不是标新立异，一个莫名其妙的创新呢？
Is this a creative way of saying something that is not possible?
这不是故弄虚玄，讲述一些人根本做不到的境界的行为呢？
Was Jesus Christ merely being dramatic to give us something we cannot do?
但是三年以后，
But 3 years later,
当他讲完这句话三年多以后，他真正在十字架上做到这一点。
Jesus Christ actually fulfilled his own words on the cross.
这就显明基督教的伦理不是空谈，基督教的伦理不是一个理论，基督教的伦理不是幻想，基督教的伦理在基督的身上是具体生命的流露。
It tells us that Christian ethics are not empty talk, but it's manifested in the very life of Jesus Christ.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天所有的宗教正在大胆的把它自己绝对化，甚至呢，敬拜所谓不义真神的百姓是最会杀人的。
Today there are many religions that make themselves the absolute one, including religion that worship only one God. They kill a lot of people.
那些爆炸炸弹来自杀式的那些恐怖分子，他们都承认自己是敬拜上帝的。
Those terrorists that will blow themselves up and others around them all will confess that they worship one God.
他们的勇敢。
their bonus,
跟他们的绝对化信仰付诸实际的行动
and their actions in concert with their faith,
都是在恨的事情上，不是在爱的事情上。
Has all been manifested in matters of hatred.
从这里你就看出了基督与非基督之间完全不同。
So here you see the absolute difference between what Christ is like and what non-Christ is like.
真正效法基督的人应当走于爱的道路，不是走于恨的道路。
And a person that truly follows Jesus Christ must walk in the pathway of love and not hatred.
谁有神的形象，谁或者像上帝，就很清楚查明出来了。
It would therefore be clear as to who has the image of God.
你们的爱仇敌会逼迫你们的人祷告。
You are to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
你们的完全，如同你们天上的父完全一样。
You are to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
我可能已经对你们讲过两次。
I have spent two sessions on this.
巴勒斯坦跟犹太人之间的和平是没有办法达到。
That there will be no peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
因为犹太人的文化跟巴勒斯坦的宗教都是没有可能爱仇敌的一个文化跟宗教。
Because the love of enemies are not found in either culture.
一个人只停在旧约里面而没有发现耶稣基督伟大的爱的人，他只能够恨仇敌，爱邻舍。
When a person stays in the Old Testament and does not see the full revelation of Jesus Christ, he can only hate his enemies.
虽然旧约里面也隐藏到神的爱要普及万民，福音要传给外邦。
Although in the Old Testament, implicitly we know that the gospel will be spread to all nations.
但是这些狭窄的民族主义的犹太文化没有办法真正地了解那一个超越的范围。
But an Israeli that has a narrow-minded nationalistic thought will not be able to understand.
犹太文化一定在恨的立场上解决与外族之间仇恨的事情。
And the Jewish culture will want to solve its problem with hatred.
巴勒斯坦的人他们信仰回教同样的情形。
But this is the case for the Palestinians as well.
因为在回教的可兰经中间没有这样的一个警戒，爱你的仇敌，为逼迫你的人祷告。
Because love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you cannot be found in the Quran.
所以他们只能以这行恨的行动来表示他们是有公义的。
Therefore, they will express their righteousness on matters of hatred.
中东的问题是全世界历史里面、政治界里面、军事界里面最难搞的一个问题。
We see therefore that the problems in the Middle East is the most difficult to solve.
所以说耶稣基督这句话是把他自己的言论跟所有世界上宗教而来的言论分开来的说，只是我告诉你们。
But with this declaration, Jesus Christ has segregated himself from all other faith.
听见古人说不可恨人，
you have heard
不可杀人。
You have heard that you should not kill.
只是我告诉你，恨人的就是杀人。
But I tell you that when you hate others, you have already murdered them.
你听见古人说要爱邻舍，恨你的仇敌。
You have heard that it was said, love your neighbors and hate your enemies.
只是我告诉你，你要爱你的仇敌。
But I tell you, love your enemies.
但一句改革性的话，一句革命性的话，一句划时代的言论讲出来的时候，有多少人看见这个创新的这个能力呢？
How many people can recognize that this is indeed a revolutionary statement?
还有许多人听了一些话就这样过去了。
For most of us, it will just pass by.
你知道在你一生中间有时候有几个时刻你听见那些从前从来没有人听过的，你不要把那个时刻当作平常。
In your lifetime, there will be a few moments in your life where you will hear extraordinary statements.
有许多时候你听见的是过去的人从来没有听过的，你能抓住时刻，深好好的去考察，你就可以在创新新时代的里面有份。
If you are able to grab hold of that moment and think in depth, you will be part of a new revolution.
有一次我在我的神学里面对我的学生说，你们要写一篇的论文，专讨论耶稣基督所有革命性的言论。
Once I gave my students in the seminary a lesson that they ought to write an essay on the revolutionary thoughts of Jesus Christ.
因为整个人类历史中间最难做的事情就是观念性的革命。
In the whole concept in history of mankind, the hardest thing to do is conceptual revolution.
政治的革命还没这么困难。
Political revolution actually is easier.
观念性的革命是最困难。
But the revolution in thought is most difficult.
耶稣基督带来的新启示。
Jesus Christ brought a new inspiration.
就使我们超越了旧约里面许多已经曾经有过的启示的警戒。
and he brought us out from the constraint of the Old Testament.
把我们在更新的言论中间看到一个新的世界，是从前从来没有的。
And in his revolutionary teaching, he has given us a new scenery that we've never seen.
单单从其中一点来谈，就是爱的新的发现。
And we can just talk on one of them, and that is the new discovery of what love is all about.
你们要爱仇敌。
You are to love your enemies.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个人可能不能达到这个范围。
Is it possible for a human being to do this?
这不就是人性修行的一个顶峰呢？
Is this the climax of what a human being should learn to be?
或者救赎以后这个果效呢？
Or is this something that can come about only from salvation?
所以就一变成另外一个课题了。
And it will become another topic altogether.
人类历史中有许多许多最伟大的人。
In the history of mankind, there are many great persons.
在他们哲学里面教导人道德的时候
，When they teach about human ethics,
他们就提到了一些什么叫做完人之范、理想的人生应当有的道德标准。
They have often taught us about what the ideal human life should be like.
就在东方用孔子做代表。
In the East, Confucius would be such a philosopher.
孔子把君子与小人严格的分开了。
Confucius have strict segregation between the true gentleman and the despicable person.
一个君子不是一个小人。
A gentleman is not despicable.
一个小人不是君子。
A despicable person is not a true gentleman.
君子有君子的个性。
A true gentleman has his own character.
君子有君子的做法。
And he has his own lifestyle.
君子有君子的人格。
He has his own ethics.
君子有君子待人用的方法。
And he has his own ways in interpersonal relationship.
孔子就用几十个地方的描写把君子的个性提出来。
And Confucius spent lots of time trying to explain what this is like.
君子所思想的不是利害关系的问题。
To him, the gentleman does not think about profit and loss all the time.
君子所思想的是有关于义理的问题。
A true gentleman thinks aboutof mannerism and also righteousness.
So righteousness and truth.
And truth.
所以这样就在真理的事情上看一个人到底是伟大的人或者不是伟大的。
And so you need to look at a person in the matter of truth to determine whether he's great or not.
一个人看见利益在前就马上奔到最前方，看见危险马上躲起来，一定是小人。
A despicable person will be a person that goes for the profit but run away when there's danger.
一个人看到自己的好处，他马上很勇敢很有力的去争，把他看到大家的好处，他不闻不问，他就不是一个伟大的人。
Or a despicable person is a person that only fight very hard for his own profit, but not for others.
一个一天到晚追讨别人、要求别人，不是一个君子。
A person that always demands of others cannot be a gentleman.
一个对自己很严格的要求、严格的纪律的人，是一个君子。
But a person that demands a lot from himself is a gentleman.
所以呢，孔子论到这些比较，一共发现了几十个地方在他的论语里面。
And in the works of Confucius, he spent a lot of topics on this.
君子以义，小人以利。
And he said that a gentleman will go for the truth, but a despicable person for profit only.
君子求诸己，小人求诸人。
The gentleman will demand of himself, but a despicable person demands of others.
君子和而不同，小人同而不同。
The gentleman will stand apart from other people, but the despicable person is one of the masses.
今天的题目就转立题目了。
If I go on, we will change topic altogether.
但我有一次我教君子小人的课程以后。
But once I was talking about this topic,
我就请那些神学生
I asked the theological students,
还有是上课的传道人
and the preachers that came for the classes,
做一个题目很诚实地告诉我你读了这一课你评论你自己到底你是小人或者是君子
to write an essay and have a self-assessment as to whether they are a gentleman or a despicable person.
后来我感到很奇怪的
Curiously,
有一些人很诚实地说我读了这些才知道原来我是小人。
A lot of people wrote essay and said, after your lesson, I really discovered I am quite despicable.
我看这些人呢，我感到还有盼望。
And I thought, well, they are very honest, so there's hope.
因为他们承认许多孔子观念中间的理念中的人，他们都没办法做到。
Because they recognized that they could not fulfill a lot of the things that Confucius promoted.
然后我板起面孔问，那你们以后怎么做教会的领袖呢？
And so I was very stern and I asked them, how then can you lead the Church of Jesus Christ?
你们又怎么成为世界的光呢？
How can you be the light of the world?
你自己的小人凭什么资格劝人信耶稣跟你一同走小人的路程呢？
If you are so despicable, how can you preach the gospel and have others walk with you?
这是今天教会做见证，没有能力传福音，没有果效的真正的原因。
This is the true reason why we do not have power in our evangelism.
我们可以在教义上严谨到一个地步，所读的功课都是 straight A。
We are can be academically brilliant that we will have straight A all the time.
我们是真正有学术的神学思想家。
We can be true theologians that have academic thoughts.
当我们在社会上与人相处的时候，处处显出小人的卑鄙的个性。
But when we live our life in the society, people can see from our lifestyle that we are despicable.
高深的神学知识能帮助我们使人归主吗？
Can we help others to come to Jesus Christ just by having profound knowledge?
非常可怕，也是很可怜的事情。
This is something horrifying and very pathetic.
耶稣基督在这里既然讲了这些话，
Jesus Christ gave us such a shocking truth.
这万万里面所包含的意思是大，深得不得了。
There are profound knowledge within this phrase.
这里给我们提到外邦人跟基督徒应当不同的地方在哪？
In this passage, we see the difference between the pagans and the Christians.
如果你只对那些对你好的人有爱心，你们跟外邦人有什么分别呢？
If you only love those who are good to you, what is the difference between you and pagans?
如果你只爱那些可爱的人，你们跟税吏有什么不同呢？
If you only love those who are lovely, what's the difference between you and the tax collectors?
税吏是一个非常注重利益的人。
A tax collector was a person that took care of his profit.
如果你像他的一样的生活，那你到底跟主到底有什么关系？
If you live like him, what relationship do you have between you and Jesus Christ?
让你从天上的父就是一件事情。
Learn from the Father in heaven.
他降雨给义人也给恶人。
He sends rain to the good and the evil.
他用太阳光照耀好人，也照耀不好人。
He allows the sun to shine on the righteous and the unrighteous.
所以这里耶稣基督用普遍恩惠来解释完全的美德。
Here Jesus Christ used general grace to explain perfection.
他不是用救赎恩惠来解释完全的爱的美德。
Not the grace of salvation.
这里呢给我很深的很深的一个感触。
Here I was deeply inspired.
你们的父对好人对坏人是一样。
Your father is the same to the evil and the good.
你们的父降雨给恶人也给义人。
He sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
他翻译句话说，在某些的层次上，爱是不分对象的高低善恶的分别的。
In other words, in certain area, love is given generally to all.
这个是普遍的恩惠。
This is general grace.
这不是审判的时刻。
Not the time of judgment.
当审判的时刻，义人是义人，恶人是恶人，所得到的这个制裁一定是不一样的。
But on the day of judgment, the judgment for the righteous and the unrighteous would be different.
当审判的时刻，那个时候信主跟不信主的人一定不一样。
At the moment of judgment, those who believe and those who do not believe will have different outcome.
普遍恩惠赐下来的时候。
But when general grace is upon us,
不是审判的时刻。
It is not the time of judgment.
太阳照好人，也照坏人。
So the sun will shine on the evil and the good.
雨降下给义人，也给不义的人。
The rain to the righteous and unrighteous.
这个在归正神学叫做 common grace.
In Reformed theology, it's called common grace.
无论你是基督徒非基督徒。
It doesn't matter whether you're Christian or not.
无论你是有宗教没有宗教。
Whether you believe in God or not.
无论你是有神论或者无神论。
Whether you're atheist or a believer.
无论你是资本主义社会或者共产主义的思想。
Whether you're a capitalist or a communist.
神把同样的恩典赐给你们。
God will give this common grace to all.
这样你就应当感谢上帝。
So you need to be thankful.
上帝有这样公平的恩分享给所有一些信的跟不信他的人。
And with fairness, he shared all this goodness to all.
每个人领受的都是同样。
Everyone will receive the same thing.
不因为你信主，太阳光特别照到你的房子那边去。
It will not be because you are Christian, the sun will shine brighter on your house.
一些人是不信主的，上帝给他的乌天满布，乌云罩几十天没有太阳光，不会这样。
Or that God will withdraw the sunlight from those who do not believe in him.
不会因为你是好人，所以你的田一大堆雨水就生长得特别茂盛。
Or that you are a good person, so your harvest is plentiful.
你是一个坏人，上帝给你像以利亚死在三年半枯干你那一块田。
Or you are evil person, so your land is in drought for 2 years.
清楚注意到。
You need to take
note. Common grace is equally given to everybody.
普遍恩赐是给所有的。
所以不信主的人可能比信主的人更健康。
It is then possible that a non-believer is healthier than a believer.
反对上帝的人可能功课比基督徒更好。
A person that opposes God may have better academic result than a Christian.
那些强盗比牧师更没有病。
A robber can be healthier than a pastor.
因为强盗的一定身体很强才能做到，叫做强盗。
Because a robber needs to be very strong to rob others.
一个身体弱的人怎么有做强盗的资格呢？
A weak person cannot qualify to be a robber.
所以你看见了徐牧师，看见楼建华，看见常牧师，都一直咳嗽，就病瘦瘦的。为什么呢？因为普遍恩惠是不分彼此的。
So all these pastors are quite weak because common grace is quite fair.
但是许多反对上帝的人寿命长，身体健康。
But many people who oppose God will live long.
他照样领受恩典。
And they will also receive.
不同的地方在哪里呢？
What then is the difference?
不同的地方是一个真正明白上帝恩典的人。
The difference is when a person truly understands the grace of God.
领受普遍之恩，也感谢上帝。
He will give thanks to God even when he receives common grace.
一个恶人，一个不义的人，他领受上帝的普遍恩典，他认为这是自然规律，没有什么可以敬拜赞美上帝。
But an evil person after receiving common grace would think that it is something to be taken for granted.
我九岁的时候离开中国。
When I was 9, I left China.
最后一次在我们家里的家庭礼拜。
In the last family service we had.
在四层楼的上面平台。
We were at the top of the four story building.
大概有六七十个人在我那边聚会。
About 60 or 70 people came.
那时候我九岁。
I was 9.
那我的牧师讲一段话很有趣味。
My pastor preached a sermon that
他说我们凡事要感恩。
He said we need to give thanks for all things.
为什么要感恩呢？
Why do we need to give thanks?
因为你知道这是恩，所以要感恩。
Because you know that this is grace, so you give thanks.
怎么知道这是恩呢？
How do you know it is
grace? 因为你要计算神的恩，就越多越来越多算到神的恩。
Because you need to count your blessings.
一个不算上帝的人，好像从来不知道上帝有恩。
He said, "The person who do not count their blessing do not know that God has given grace."
一个数算上帝的人才发现越数越数不清上帝的恩。
But when you count the blessings of God, you will find that it is endless in counting.
你这样就知道，我九岁很注意听到，说到现在六十多岁还会背。
So you see, I can still remember something from when I'm 9.
那他再加一句很有趣味的。
And then he added another sentence.
我们如果不感恩呢，我们连鸡都不如。
He said that if we don't give thanks to God, we are worse than the chickens.
我很有兴趣，怎么我会不如鸡呢？
So I wanted to know why we are worse than chickens.
你看鸡吃饭的时候怎么样吃呢？
He said when chickens eat,
就感谢上帝。
They always give thanks to God after they eat.
就再吃，再感谢上帝。所以呢，鸡每吃一口都感恩，你们吃了几十年没有感恩呢？
So he said every time the chicken eat, it will raise its head and thank God.
我非常受感动。
I was deeply moved.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
上帝普遍之恩赐给每一个人。
The common grace of God is given to all.
赐给基督徒也赐给非基督徒。
To the Christians and the non-Christians.
那么基督徒跟非基督徒不同的地方在哪里？
The difference between the two.
基督徒懂得感恩。
Would be that the Christian would give thanks.
非基督徒不懂得感恩。
Not the non-Christian.
那么这些文化里面最伟大的人。
The greatest man in our culture.
都告诉我们做人要怎么样。
Would tell us how to lead our life.
孔子的君子小人是伦理学里面很重要的话语。
The teaching of Confucius is very important in ethics.
西方的阿里士多德也是如此。
But Aristotle from the West.
阿里士多德所讲的理想的人是怎样的人？
Aristotle has this concept of the ideal man.
提到了西方方式的中庸之道。
He has this middle pathway of the West.
我举几个例子。
A few examples.
在傲慢跟自卑的中间。
Between arrogance and inferiority.
你有谦卑跟自尊自信。
You need to have humility and self-confidence.
这样你不要做一个骄傲的人。
So don't be arrogant.
但你一定要做一个有自信心的人。
But you must have self-confidence.
你不应当做一个自卑的人。
You should not have a sense of inferiority.
你应当做一个有谦卑的美的人。
But you should be humble.
你在交朋友的时候。
When you have friends.
你不能什么人都交朋友。
Do not just have everyone as friends.
你只能交可靠的。
Pick people who are trustworthy.
知心的。
People who are true.
诚实的朋友。
People who are honest with your friends.
阿里士多德说呢，你不需要太多的朋友。
So Aristotle said, don't have too many friends.
只要几个非常有人格的人做你的朋友就够了。
You just need a few really good people.
在阿里士多德的伦理学里面。
In the ethics of Aristotle.
也提到理想的人生。
He talked about how a lifestyle could be ideal.
是一个勇敢的人。
A bold person,
是一个有节制的人
a person with self-control,
是一个有自信的人
with self-confidence,
是一个不傲慢的人
a person who's not arrogant,
是一个谦卑的人
a humble man,
是一个不自卑感的人
who don't feel inferior,
不但如此
not only that,
是一个懂得有智慧跟外人交往的人
a person that use wisdom in interpersonal relationship,
而且到了适当的时候的时候
and when appropriate time comes,
他的灵性他的人格长成到一个很稳定的地步
When this person's spirituality is mature
没有任何一个消息可以吓他
Not a single bad news can shock him
没有一个危险可以使他退缩
Not a single crisis will make him go backwards
也没有什么利益可以使他向前
Not a single profit will lure him back
没有什么诱惑可以使他动摇
Nothing will tempt him
当你达到这个地步的时候
Aristotle said when you're at that stage
你就是个真正有人格的危险影响别人的一个理想的人物
You would have been a, become an ideal man that will influence others
当我把东方西方的这人跟他们的伟大的思想做比较的时候
When I make a comparison between the Western and the Eastern philosopher
我发现自己的教训都是充满智慧
I discover great wisdom in all these teachings
但是当这些人跟圣经里面耶稣的话再做比较的时候
But when you make a comparison between these people and Jesus Christ
你发现所有的分别不是分量的分别
You will find that the difference are not quantitative in
nature 所有的分别是个本质的分别
But qualitative in nature
因为他们想象中间的伟大人物是停留在想象的理念界里面
These philosophers have thought about an ideal person in their imagination
伟大的人物是想出来的
And all these are part of their thought
伟大的人物是观念中间应当怎样活应当怎样行才叫做伟大的人物
This ideal man is defined by how they think about it.
耶稣基督在世界上给我们的教训是完全不一样。
But the teachings of Jesus Christ was very different.
因为他本身就是所谓理想人物真正具体的表现。
Because Christ himself is ideal.
他不但把我们带到他的面前。
Not only did he bring us before him.
他要我们照他的话去效法天上的上帝的完全。
He wants us to follow him to be like God in heaven.
所以这个层次比阿里斯多德的这个层次比孔子的思想是更高更高的思想。
We see this as something much greater than the teachings of Aristotle or Confucius.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天我们思念了我们的主，今天我们效法耶稣基督，今天我们在他的生命中间领受了新生的能力，在赐下圣灵给我们有新生的引导，我们的生活就能够过一个理想人的生活。
And we can indeed lead an ideal life when we follow the example of Jesus Christ and meditate upon all that He has done.
在这一方面，爱是一件最伟大的伦理的这个成就。
Among all these, love is the greatest accomplishment in ethics.
在整个西方的哲学里面，论到爱，从来没有到耶稣基督讲这句话的这个境界。
All Western philosophies, when they talk about love, they will never reach such a state as Jesus Christ.
你们要爱仇敌。
You are to love your enemies.
你们为逼迫你们的人来祷告。
And pray for those who persecute you.
祷告是什么呢
？What is prayer?
祷告就是心愿的表达。
Prayer is an expression of how we.
祷告是什么呢
？What is prayer?
祷告是我们心智里面盼望达到的那个境界。
Prayer is an expression of what we want to achieve in our heart.
我们用我们的言语。
We use our words.
用我们的宗教的层次。
We use our religious rituals.
我们把它表达出来。
And expresses.
所以许多人在他们的神明的面前。表彰了他们的意志，这个就变成宗教性的祷告。
Religious prayer happens when we express our thoughts before our God.
那么通常人祷告是什么呢
？And usually people will pray.
一定是关乎自己的。
About themselves.
一定是关乎幸福的。
About blessings.
一定是盼望逃避危难，逃避吃亏，逃避苦难，达到顺利，达到成功，达到丰裕的这个收获。这样的祷告
about escaping from all sorts of pain and suffering in order to achieve some form of success
所以从某一个角度来看
from a certain angle then
人的敬虔使他很真心的祷告
our reverence and prayer in sincerity
但是从另外再一个角度来看
from another angle
祷告就是自私利用宗教最大的表现
prayer actually is an expression of selfishness
我们利用宗教表达我们的自私的时候我们一求就表示要为自己想。
When we use religion to express our selfish desire, the more we pray, the more we show our own selfishness.
耶稣这句话就把祷告的定义扩张到一个完全不自私的地步里面了。
But here Jesus Christ expressed prayer in an unselfish manner.
你们的爱你们的仇敌。
You are to love your enemy.
要为逼迫你们的人祷告。
And pray for those who persecute you.
这句话有谁行过呢？
Who has done this in life?
有谁可以达到的？
Who can achieve this?
结果还是耶稣基督自己真正的达到。
In the end, Jesus Christ Himself manifested.
十字架上耶稣的父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
And on the cross, He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing."
耶稣没有说主啊，我很可怜，你救我出家来吧。
Jesus Christ didn't say, "Oh Lord, I'm in pain and suffering, save me."
父啊，我这么痛苦，你老天爷到底有没有眼睛？
Oh Father, I'm in pain. Where are you?
我今天这样侍奉你，你给我这样的酬报，你公义吗？
How can you be righteous when I have this reward after serving you?
这就我们常常从我们口里出来的话，在基督的口上一个字都没有出现。
These are words that we often speak about, but not Jesus Christ.
基督是真正成为我们的榜样。
Jesus Christ truly is our example.
基督是真正教导我们怎么祷告。
Truly, He has taught us how to pray.
基督是真正灵性成为我们目标的那一个。具体的启示者。
Truly, his spirituality will become our pragmatic goal.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
基督是我们的公义。
Christ is our
righteousness. 基督是我们的救赎。
Christ is our salvation.
基督是我们的圣洁。
Christ is our holiness.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督是我们的救主。
Christ is our savior.
基督是我们的榜样。
He is our example.
在祷告的事情上。
Even in this matter of prayer.
你不认识基督，你就永远没有宗教性的突破。
If you do not know Jesus Christ, you will never have a breakthrough from the religion.
在祷告的事情上，
in this matter of prayer,
你没有效法基督的这个命令，你就没有办法到了真正伟大人格的爱的境界。
If you do not follow this example of Jesus Christ, you will not reach the true essence of love.
你们要爱你们的仇敌。
You are to love your enemy.
你们为你们的这个仇敌祷告。
And pray for your enemy.
这些话就是父自己的本性。
These are the attributes of the Father.
所以圣经告诉我们，爱到了这个地步的时候，
The Bible says when love reaches this state,
我们的生命就像天父了。
Our life would be like that of the Father.
真正可以达到这个境界的时候，
When you truly are able to do this,
你的感情是圣化了。
Your emotions would have been made holy.
你的感情已经达到天上境界的感情。
Your emotions would be clear near to that of heaven.
你不是用罪人对罪人的爱的那个标准来建立你的德性。
You no longer build your ethics based on the sinner's standard.
你是用神对抵挡他的爱来效法上帝的完美。
But you have followed upon the perfection of God using His love for those who oppose Him.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你的父爱义人。
Your Father loves the righteous.
水降雨给他。
And He sends rain to them.
你看他的父也爱罪人。
But He also loves the sinners.
照样降雨给他。
In the same manner, He gave them rain.
你的父施恩给有罪的人。
Your Father gave grace to the sinners.
你的父也照样施恩给那些已经得赦罪的人。
And also to those who have been saved.
所以太阳照好人也照恶人。
Therefore the sun shine on the righteous and the unrighteous.
降雨给义人也给不义的人。
The rain to the good and the evil.
你的父的爱的境界是这么高的境界。
This is how your Father loves.
当你的感情圣化之后。
When your emotions are made holy,
你用这样的爱的感情来对待那些讨厌你、恨你的人。
You are to love those who hate you in the same manner.
爱讨厌的人容易吗？
Is it easy to love those who are not lovable?
这句话我听不懂呢。
It is a very strange sentence.
你说不要报复，那已经不错了。
It is already quite good when we don't take
vengeance. 忘记他就很难了。
But it's hard to forget.
原谅他更难。
Forgiveness is worse.
还要爱他，什么可爱？
How is it possible even to love?
这些逼迫我们恨我的人有什么可爱呢？
These people who persecute us, what's so loving about them?
昨天我在全印尼的大学生的圣诞节的聚会里面讲到。
Yesterday I was preaching in the gathering of all the university
students. 他们盼望我讲的题目是爱的能力。
They want me to talk about the power of love.
我就从青年人彼此相爱的事情看到爱的感情多么深，多么没有办法逃避，多么没有办法去抗拒，因为这个一萌芽出来的时候就差不多收拾不清楚了。
I started to talk about how young people will fall in love with one another and how complex that love is.
当你爱到那个地步，
when you are so in love with another person,
我说那是真的爱吗？
I ask, is that true love?
那是真正的爱吗？
Is that what true love is?
不是，
it is not.
因为那是盼望得到，
that love wants to possess.
而且你得到的是最美丽的。
And you want to possess the most beautiful.
越美丽你越爱。
The more beautiful, the more you love.
越年轻你越爱。
The younger they are, you love.
突然间把它换成一个老太婆，你的爱就不见了。
If suddenly you change the person to an old woman, your love will disappear immediately.
那个是爱吗？
Is that true love?
那是圣经所讲的爱吗？
Is that the love from the Bible?
那是盼望的。
That is a love that wants to possess.
盼望占有。
The love that wants to get.
盼望它只属于你，不属于别人。
The love that wants to bring that person to belong to you only.
那不是爱。
That is not love.
那不是圣经所讲的爱。
Not the love from the Bible.
那是柏拉图所讲的追求。
The kind of seeking that Plato said.
我的渴慕，我的追求，我要得到，我要争取，这个不是爱。
You are trying to desire for something. You seek after something. This is not love.
因为有所要求。有所目的，你的目的，你的要求一定是比你更上的，所以呢，很难看的人都想得到很漂亮的。
This love has demands and conditions, and the demands and conditions will be greater than the object.
也有很多很漂亮的人，从来不感到自己漂亮，也很甘心嫁给很难看的。
And so, whether you are very ugly, you want to go for someone which is a lot more prettier than you are.
这是奇妙或者奇怪，我是不知道的。
It's a very strange situation.
但是真正的爱是什么呢？
But what is true love?
真正在高峰的人。
True love comes when a person who is at the height,
分享他的生命。
Who share his love,
分享他的恩赐
who share his gifts,
分享他的时间
who share his time,
愿你牺牲自己
to sacrifice himself,
去成全那卑微的人那个叫做爱
to complete those who are lower than him, that is love.
这就是上帝道成肉身所给我们新的教训
This is the new teaching we see when Christ come, God in the flesh.
这是离开天上降在马槽所给我们的启发
This is the inspiration when we see God leaving heaven to be in a manger.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
求主给我们明白什么叫做爱。
May the Lord help us to understand what love is.
那你是爱是先有一个被爱者可爱的地方成为动力来刺激我产生感情。
When I love, is it because there's some object of love that inspires me to love?
使我受吸引。
That I'm attracted to.
使我受这个精神被他吸住。
That spiritually I'm attracted by that person.
那就从我内心的深处感情的本能的宝库里面发生了非常雄厚丰盛的感情去要追求它
And this love seems to come from deep within me because there's an object to love.
这种的爱绝对不会产生在对仇敌的身上
When love is like this, it cannot be done for enemies.
你一看到仇敌不是宣布你想要吐出来了
Because when you see an enemy, they are not your object of love. You want to throw up when you see them.
你看到仇敌的时候，你不产生感情，你马上从恨的仓库里面产生一个火，盼望消灭他，盼望对抗他。
And when you look at your enemy, you will not have these feelings of love, only feelings of hatred.
所以当耶稣说你要爱仇敌的时候
，So when Jesus Christ said, "Love your enemies,"
我想这是可能的事情。
I think this is possible.
对一个仇恨我的人会产生爱情吗？
Can I have love towards someone who hates me?
我怎样把我的爱分享给这样讨厌的人
？How can I give love to someone that I dislike?
在这种令人仇恨、令人讨厌、令人有不好的记忆、因为受过他逼迫的人身上，我会发生出一种对他的爱吗
？How can I produce love towards someone who has wronged me and given me such bad memories?
这句话到底是可以行出来的吗
？So can this verse be fulfilled?
这句话是不是一个空的理论，一个空的招牌？一个空的这个目的
Is this merely an empty talk?
但是当耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候
But when Jesus Christ was crucified
真正表现出来
Truly he did this
所以这就告诉我们天下人间真有这一回事真可达到这一点只要你在基督里让他的灵充满你
This demonstrated for us the fact that this can be done unless you are in God and Jesus Christ
感谢上帝
Thanks be to God
我们每一个人之所以成为基督徒就因为我们曾经领受过这样的爱
We are all Christians today because we have received such love
因为上帝不是爱可爱的人上帝爱我们这些罪大恶极的人
Because God did not choose to love those who are lovely but people like us
上帝不是爱刚强完美的人上帝爱堕落已经软弱而失败的人
God did not choose to love the strong and the able but people like us who have fallen who are weak
上帝不是爱那些渴慕他追求他亲近他的人上帝是爱那些抵挡他背叛他以他作反的人
God did not love those who seek after him who love him but he loved all of us who have opposed him who are against him
这就进到了 不是普遍的恩惠进到救赎恩惠的范围。
And here we have moved from common grace into saving grace.
像刚才我们提到降雨给好人给坏人的时候，那是普遍恩惠。
Earlier when we talk about the rain and the sun, that's common grace.
当我们提到了上帝拯救我们这些原始软弱的原始罪人原始仇敌的时候，已经进到救赎的恩惠里面。
But when we talk about how God will love those of us, love us who oppose Him, who are sinners, we have entered into saving grace.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是罗马书第五章第六、第七、第八、第九、第十、第十一节这六节的圣经里面所谈的事情。
This is what we see in Romans chapter 5 verses 6 to 11.
特别在第六节、第八节、第十节里面。
Especially in verse 6, verse 8, verse 7.
三次用同样的字。
Three times the same words.
在我们什么时候？在我们什么时候？在我们怎样的时候？三次与时态有关系的。
Three times the Bible tells us at which moment did God love us.
什么时候呢？
Which moment?
当我们还软弱的时候。
When we were still powerless.
第八节。
Verse 8.
当我们还做罪人的时候。
While we were yet sinners.
第十节。
Verse 10.
当我们做仇敌的时候。
While we are God's enemies.
神的爱临到我们。
God's love was upon us.
基督教所讲的爱绝对不是空谈空理论。
Therefore the love of Christianity is not just empty talk.
基督教所谈的爱绝对不是纸上谈兵一个幻想。
The love of Christianity is not a fragment of our imagination.
这与所有的宗教就完全不一样了。
Here it is segregated from all other religions.
基督教所传的爱是真正发生在我们生命中间，神在基督里成全救赎的时候所显明出来的。
The love of Christianity is first seen in us when we receive salvation from Jesus Christ.
当我们还软弱的时候
，while we are yet weak,
基督为我们死。
Christ died for the ungodly.
当我们还做罪人的时候
，while we are still sinners,
基督按照上帝所定的日期为我们死。
On the time that God has set, Christ died for us.
当我们还做仇敌的时候
，while we were still God's enemies,
上帝儿子为我们死，使我们称义。
The Son of God died for us that we may be reconciled to Him.
结果他也使我们与他和好，而且使我们从死里复活。
He reconciled us with God and resurrected us from death.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
请你注意这里的三种状态。
Take note of these three different scenarios.
当我们还做奴仆的时候。
While we are still slaves,
软弱的时候
while we are weak,
当我们还做罪人的时候
while we are still sinners,
我们充满污秽的时候
while we are filthy,
当我们还做仇敌的时候
while we were enemies,
我们抵挡上帝的时候
while we oppose God,
他的爱临到我们
His love came upon us,
上帝爱就是这样奇妙
This is how wonderful His love is,
上帝不是因为你可爱爱你
God did not love you because you are lovely.
上帝不是因为你伟大爱你
or that you are a great person.
上帝不是因为你圣洁爱你
or that you lead a holy life.
上帝不因为你先爱他，他不得不好意思，不得不也要爱你
or that because you first love him, so he's embarrassed, so he loves you back.
当我们软弱的时候
while we are still weak.
当我们做罪人的时候
while we are sinners.
当我们做仇敌的时候
while we are his enemies.
这个三个层次有分别的
there are three different things.
一个的软弱是没有意念抵挡的。
When we are weak, we do not have the will to oppose.
一个犯罪的人可能因为没有注意到他掉在沟里面了。
A sinner may have sinned unknowingly.
但一个做仇敌的人是存心抗拒定义反叛。
But an enemy is a person that purposely will oppose you.
所以是很重的，越来越重的三个层次。
So the Apostle Paul has a progressive kind of explanation.
其实我们传福音给人的时候
，When we preach the gospel today,
你照样不是传福音给已经信主的。
You are not preaching to the converted.
你不是传福音给那些很爱主的。
You are not preaching to a person who loves God.
你不是传福音给那些已经得救的人。
Or a person who has been saved.
你是传福音给那些还不信主、抵挡主、反对主。在最终过生活使上帝痛苦忧伤的人
You are preaching to a person who is against God who lives in sin who saddened God
我十七岁开始
I started when I was 17
我传道
as a preacher
我那一年就有五千张的福音单张传给人叫人家信耶稣
That year alone I gave out 5,000 leaflets
哪里来的单张呢
Where did I get this leaflet
我不向教会要一张
I did not get it from the church
我自己赚钱去店里面去买，自己去选，然后自己上 bus 上火车，在路边，在学校门口，在医院里面，一张一张劝人信主。
I went to work, and from my earnings, I went to buy the litter, I went to the hospital, to the stations, to ask people to believe in Jesus Christ.
我把我收入的钱一部分，相当大的部分做传福音的工作。
I used my earnings, a lot of it, to do evangelism.
那时候我才十七八岁。
I was only 17.
但我的收入已经是苏拉巴亚最大的教会最大的牧师的两倍。
But I made twice the amount of money of the greatest pastor in Surabaya.
自己出钱去传福音。
I came up with my own money to preach the gospel.
每次传福音的时候呢
，But every time I do this,
就怕怕的，因为十七岁嘛。
I was a bit afraid because I was 17.
而且那个很多回教徒很讨厌基督徒。
There were a lot of Muslims around there.
还有很多的基督徒传被带到警察局去问话。
And many Christians were arrested.
所以呢，我常常传福音的时候很怕。
So I was always afraid.
后来传到一半那个的时候，我是基督徒，我就很高兴。
But when the other person say I'm a Christian,
高兴完了以后，
我就在想，
我神经病。如果他基督徒了，我就不必传了嘛。
I then thought it's a waste of my time.
我就是要传给非基督徒，叫他传福音嘛。
I want to preach only to the non-believers.
如果每一次传到一半都知道他是基督徒，就没有人可以抓我了，我就很高兴。这是神经病嘛。
And I thought that I'm relieved because it's a Christian, but it's a waste of time.
因为自己没有危险而快乐。
I should not be happy just because I'm saved.
圣经讲的快乐不是这样的。
This is not what the Bible talks about.
是因为有罪人归向上帝，天上的使者就欢喜快乐。
The Bible says the host in heaven rejoices when one sinner repents.
是把罪人带回上帝的面前。
It is to bring sinner back to God.
是把迷失羊带到上帝的圈里。
To bring the lost sheep back to the fold.
这样的快乐才是真正的快乐。
This sort of joy is true joy.
传福音传了一半，原来他信主了，很快乐。这种快乐什么快乐呢？
I shouldn't be happy just because I met another Christian.
好像没有病的人找医生，后来出来的时候我很健康，因为本来进去的时候就很健康的嘛。
As if you are healthy, you go and see the doctor say you are healthy and you're very happy.
那么这个医生高兴什么呢？
Why is that for the doctor to be happy about?
他也医好人呢、啊。
He did not cure anyone.
本来健康的人看看他再出去，健康每一个从这里出去的健康，应当说每一个还没有进来的时候都也很健康的。
The patients were all healthy, so there's nothing to be happy about.
就是这样简单。
It's a very simple theory.
记得我们爱别人吗？
Do we love others?
你传福音给谁？
Who do you preach the gospel to?
你爱哪一个人？
Who do you love?
圣经说，当你还软弱的时候。
The Bible says when you are still weak.
上帝爱。
God loves you.
基督为你死。
Christ died for you.
当你还做罪人。
When you are still a sinner.
基督按着主定的日期为你死。
On the time that was set, he died for you.
当你还做仇敌的时候。
When you are still God's enemy.
基督死使你与上帝和好。
The death of Christ reconciled you back to God.
这个爱。
This love.
就是对仇敌的爱。
It's the love towards the enemies.
耶稣是唯一讲到对仇敌爱的一个人。
Jesus Christ was the only person that spoke about loving your enemies. You need to love your enemies.
你们要为逼迫你们的祷告。
And pray for those who persecute you.
耶稣基督是唯一有资格讲这句话的。
Jesus Christ was the only one who is qualified to say this.
基督才是十字架上真正为仇敌祷告。
He manifested this on the cross himself.
体贴软弱的人。
He remembered those who are weak.
他接纳有罪的人。
He accepted the sinners.
他使抵挡他的人可以与上帝和好。
He reconciled those who opposed to him with God.
这样伟大的爱
，such a great love，
使我们像天父一样
，enable us to be like our Father in heaven.
你们就完全像你们天上的父完全一样。
You are to be perfect like your Father in heaven is perfect.
从今天开始
，from today onwards，
就是教导我们
，may the Lord teach us
了解爱，不是了解自私的感情，盼望得到对方的那种爱。
To understand that love is not a selfish love of possession.
我们了解爱，是了解父怎样把他的恩，把他的爱赐给我们这些抵挡他的人的那种感觉。
That we need to understand love as the love that God has given to those who oppose Him.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
愿上帝圣化我们的感觉。
May the Lord make holy all our emotions.
从今以后
，From now on,
不但做一个君子。
Not only should we be a true gentleman,
不但做个哲学家理念中间的完人
，or an ideal person in the minds of the philosophers,
更做一个效法基督
，certainly to become a person that will follow Jesus Christ,
以父的完美为我们的目标
，and have the perfection of God as our final goal,
爱仇敌
，to love our enemies,
为逼迫我们的人祷告
，and pray for those who persecute us,
愿上帝赐福给我们
，may the Lord bless us all,
我们大家站起来
，let us stand up together,
荣耀归主。